Hello, everyone. A very warm welcome to this episode of the Scottish Paddlecast, brought to you by the Scottish Canoe Association. You are currently tuning in to the latest episode of People in Paddlesport series, where we're catching up with the diverse characters across Scottish paddlesport community. I'm your host, Roger Holmes.
And I'm your co-host, Lara Cooper. We're delighted that we're chatting today with Jenny. Jenny started paddleboarding later in life in order to spend more time with her grandchildren. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Hello. The first question we ask to everyone is, if you could paddle anywhere in the world, where would it be and who would it be with?
I think it would be in Scotland. And it would be with my grandchildren and my good friend.
Anywhere in particular you've got in your dreams?
Well, I really like up in Surrey, up by past Inverness and away up by yon there. I think it's quite near Inver. It's not Inver, Lough Inver. It's quite near Lough Inver. Okay. Places like that, yeah. Nice. Yeah.
On a beautiful sunny day, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, sounds lovely.
It does. Jenny, do you mind starting off by telling us how you got into paddling?
Well, it really started with spending the day with my grandchildren. And I've got three granddaughters and two of them were out paddling at Ely. And I was sort of left at the side with my youngest granddaughter, Florence. And she was had her, you know, her wetsuit on and she was standing on a paddleboard and I was just sort of pushing her in and out. And she was having a lovely time and I was having a lovely time, but I was getting a bit cold in water because I just had trousers on. And I just thought, what a great thing to be able to do. And I think I'd like to give that a go. And of course, I just got ridiculed. And after that, I thought, I'm maybe going to give this a go. And I think that's where it really started from. I don't think it would have started any other. I mean, I've seen them on telly and, you know, and in the water, but it was that I did it. Yeah, definitely.
That's cool. Some supportive grandchildren.
Yes.
Just while we're starting off, would you mind actually sharing how old you are, if that was okay?
Yes, I'm 66.
And when would you have started paddleboarding? When do you think you first give it a go?
It was just a couple of years ago. Well, less than a couple, maybe about 18 months ago, I started, you know, properly.
Uh-huh.
Well, giving it a go.
Brilliant. Great. And how did that, how did you go about learning? Did you just get a board, give it a go? Did you get some lessons?
No, I got lessons. I just had a look on the internet and Willowgate came up first. And I thought, well, that's not too far away. And I gave them a phone and I booked a lesson. And a private lesson, and that's how we started. I have a hearing problem, so it's quite difficult for me. So I would struggle in a group situation. So I'm much better on a one-to-one.
Mm-hmm.
Great. And how did that first one-to-one session go?
It went really well for me. I was very, very nervous, and terrified. And the instructor was very, very patient. And I think I was worried about that because I didn't know how he would be able to sort of cope with me, you know, and not being able to hear properly what he was saying. So I was nervous about that. I was nervous about the water. I was a bag of nerves, basically. But I've really felt as if it was challenging me, and I went back the next week and, you know, started going, you know, regular.
Uh-huh.
And that's where it started.
That was with Adam, wasn't it? We both know Adam, Adam Burns.
Yeah, that was that was with Adam. That was the only one I've ever been out with, actually. And if it hadn't been for his patience, and probably a bit of my determination, but more his patience. I think I would have, I don't think I would have come back for another lesson. I would have probably given up. I probably would have went, oh, that's not for me. But he was so patient and you know, I told him a few issues that I do have, obviously my hearing and my hip. And it was very understanding of that, which made me feel more relaxed and able to progress a little.
I know, I'm aware that you've got a hearing challenge with hearing, and you mentioned your hip, but is it arthritis in your hip?
Right? Yeah, it's in my hip and it's in my neck and hands. It's really scattered all over. Mm-hmm. That was a big worry for me as well, because when I went on the board to begin with, I was really nervous of it, the strap being round my ankle. I thought the board was going to hit me in the face and all sorts of things. I was, you know, I was going to get tangled up in it, and I was quite stressed about that. And I was very stressed about being able to get up and actually grab a hold of the paddle board, because my hands are quite bad with arthritis, and it's quite difficult to explain. My hands are quite locked in the morning, and I have mm-hmm. to wear pressure gloves at night when I'm sleeping. Oh. And then eventually it just comes. But you know, it's like, because you have pain with your hands, you're thinking, I'll not be able to do that. But because you've had pain for so long, you just think it's going to be sore. But I just grabbed that paddle, you know, and it was totally, I was totally fine with it. I wore cycling gloves uh-huh. as well to begin with. I thought that might help me. But no, I don't wear the gloves at all. I just grab it, and I'm okay about that. And I wear a waist release strap, so uh-huh. that makes me feel a bit more comfortable as well. I got that pretty well straight away.
Mm-hmm.
Just lots of different things, you know, that I was worried about. Yeah, but once I got up and stood up, I was okay. You know, I still had issues, but at least I was standing up, and it was a start, you know. And I thought that I was quite pleased with myself, and I got a lot of encouragement from Adam, a lot of encouragement.
I think one of the great things about paddling is it can be quite light on the body if we choose the it doesn't have to be a hard physical thing. If we and something like stand-up paddleboarding in nice weather is an absolutely ideal way to help take the pressure off the body. So it's amazing to hear, despite those concerns and those worries going into that very first session, that you still went for it. That's brilliant, really good. Because I'm sure for many people, they wouldn't take that next step and book the lesson and do the Google search and that bit.
Yeah, I'm really, really glad that I did do it. Really glad.
And Adam was obviously pretty critical in that, and the coach who you were with helping make sure that it was such a positive experience. What was it that he did that really helped you?
I think it was, you know, for example, things like when I was really wanting to be able to stand. I mean, it doesn't matter if you can stand up or you go on your knees. It doesn't matter what you do, but I think everybody probably wants to be able to sort of stand up. And so that was one of the first things. And to enable me to do that, you know, he asked quite a lot about, you know, my hip, and he supported me to be able to physically to be able to stand up as well. Sometimes he would just put his paddleboard right next to mine, and I could put my hand on his shoulder just to, you know, just give me that wee bit of support until I got up. But mm-hmm. the first time I ever went, the first lesson I ever had with him, I did stand up by myself, but it was in the shallow part. So I wasn't too worried about that. But in different times, you know, I was maybe tired or, you know, lots of different things, you know, and he just said, Jenny, would you like me to, you know, always offering support and being interested, you know, like just sort of going through the motions. You seem to be very interested to help. So that helped me a lot.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That encouraging coach, just yes. And the right things at the right time, and just an understanding and empathy to
yes,
show that you need that bit more help. I mean, you mentioned your hip, but actually, you're probably underselling some of the challenges you perhaps face, which I think some of the audience would be quite interested just to understand a little bit further, if that was okay, on some of the challenges you might face, you faced just coming through this.
Yeah, the physical stuff is with the, the arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And that is on a sort of daily basis. You know, mm-hmm. you can wake up in the morning and actually be sort of not springing out of bed, but be quite agile. And then sometimes, you know, just after a little while, you're hobbling about, you know, and, mm-hmm. and you're in pain. So a lot of that sort of working through that pain, and that's quite difficult. That is really quite difficult. Mm-hmm. And some days I thought, I don't really think I'm really up for this today, you know, because mm-hmm. I'm sore or whatever. But I still went, and I feel after, you know, the more that I went, I felt more confident, you know, and my body did feel, I felt as if it was helping me physically, because when I even started the paddleboard, and I've had intermittent problems with my hip, mm-hmm. and I was actually getting physiotherapy again. Mm-hmm. I've been getting it on and off for years, so I was getting it again. So I spoke to the physiotherapist about that, and actually I was a bit frightened to say that I'd been paddleboarding, because I thought, he's going to think she's a right fraud. You know, how could she be doing that? And she's, you know, could hardly walk some days. And he said, that's really very, very good. And he does a follow-up phone call with me. I've not spoken to him probably for about 6 months now. Mm-hmm. And so I think it is helping me with the arthritis. Also, I've got a few things going on, but I have a chronic skin condition called Lynchkin's sclerosis, which is, you know, that's quite an unusual thing, but I think there's quite a lot of women have it, and it's a bit of a taboo subject as well. Nobody really likes to speak about it much, but I have that as well. So I've got to deal with that on a daily basis as well. So there's quite a lot going on, but you just get on with it. You know, you just have to try your best. You can't sit down to these things, or you'd end up just sitting about, maybe watching telly all day or knitting, or, well, not that there's anything wrong with knitting, but, you know, I like to be active, and I think this has helped me, you know, still be, trying to keep myself active as much as I can for my limitations, really.
That's brilliant. I mean, obviously you've taken up paddleboarding. Have you been pretty much active all your life? Have you enjoyed sports and
I was never great at sports at school, to be honest. I didn't shine at anything at all. But as I got a bit older, you know, I began to, you know, I quite enjoyed cycling, and I always liked walking, and but certain, like, sports didn't agree with me, like swimming, and that irritated my back, because I was diagnosed with arthritis in my spine. I was 29, so I was quite young.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And had a terrible time with that over the years. I was put on a back program in Dundee, and I seemed to get that sorted out, but I don't have any problems with my back now, but my body's very rigid, and I'm very stiff. I've never been flexible. You know, I've never had a flexible. Uh-huh. Mechanics of the way my body uh-huh. is.
And it sounded like when we were chatting to you before that you've sort of transitioned through lots of outdoor sports and enjoyed lots of sports, but kind of almost moved into the stand-up paddleboarding because it's something you can do with the limitations.
Yeah. I've always liked skiing as well, and I've got a very good friend that's taught me how to ski and over the years, but pretty hopeless at that. But I do enjoy that. And last year we were hoping to do some ski touring in Scotland, so I bought all the stuff, but that didn't transpire. So I'm ready for that, you know, trying to get that ready for that for the winter. I've sort of got that in my head now, you know, that I'll something to sort of, I don't know, strive for, or just, you know, make, oh, I'd really like to try that. And I'll give that a go as well. So.
Brilliant. Are you retired, Jenny?
Well, I'm still working just now, but I'm stopping a couple of weeks' time.
Fantastic. So. It sounds like you've got absolutely loads on your list of things to do when you do stop.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to just having, you know, a bit more time for myself. You know, I've brought up my family now, and, you know, I've had three children, and two of them are on the autistic spectrum disorder. So I've had my challenges mentally with that as well. So there's been a lot going on. Yeah. But I think the paddleboarding, I think, has really helped my mental health as well. When I'm out on the board or just lying on it or whatever, it just, you know, all the trouble seem to sort of disappear. I think it's just like anybody does anything, you know, if you're out doing the garden or whatever like that, you've got to concentrate a lot. And I think it really helps me. I really enjoy it. I'm hoping to get out a bit more.
Yeah. Have you managed to share your paddleboarding since you've learnt with your grandchildren, who sort of inspired you to start?
Well, yeah, we had just about a week up at in Scotland just a few weeks ago, and yeah, that was fine, but I don't think they were very impressed, you know. But my granddaughter, she's six, and she quite enjoyed coming on the paddleboard with me. I was just kneeling down, everything was calm and safe, and we just went up and down this like small river. So that was that was really good. Mm-hmm. And the other one, she's 13, and just away doing her own thing now. So I think we got a wee bit of a laugh. Yeah, it was good fun. It was really nice. And actually tomorrow, I'm staying at a friend's tomorrow night with hopefully my granddaughter, and we're going up to Kenmore on Thursday, hopefully for the day. So quite looking forward to that as well.
Nice one.
Brilliant. I was wondering about the self-confidence and fear of water.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally being good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That was really the biggest issue for myself, was the fear of water. And I'm a poor swimmer, but I can do things in the water. I mean, I've tried to water ski and things like Minnesota. I can do things like that, but I think it's when you fall off on your water ski and you're, you know, it's so fast, and then you're up. I think it's just, you know, I can't swim out of my depth, you know, and I know you're in very, very deep water, but it's just something mentally with me, and I'm absolutely terrified of water. But that has improved. It's not gone away, you know, but it certainly has improved a lot. So I feel really quite good about that as well.
Overcoming a fear like that and actually tackling it head on, it can make you feel really good, can't it? Because you don't, yes, you're not letting it win.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's a long way to go for that as well. But I think, you know, we've got over a huge hump, you mm-hmm. know, and I think it's just, you know, there'll be other things, but I'm hoping that sort of progresses, you know. And I don't know whether that Adam's been listening to this, but I think I would really like to be able to do the rescue thing as well. I think that's something that you know, especially when you just go out, you know, the two, I usually just go out with my friend and, you know, some of the places we'll go, you know, there's not really anybody about. So I think we have to be quite sensible and try to, you know, get some sort of training on, mm-hmm. on that side of it, you know, to be safe in the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Feeling like you've got the skills and build so much confidence that if you know that you can deal with things if they do go wrong and you're well tuned in to the things that might happen, really just helps build everybody's confidence in the water, because you don't get surprised by things catching you out. You're not expecting anything like that to go wrong.
I think that's the advice we could offer lots of people, couldn't we? Lots of people who've taken up paddleboarding recently.
As well as recently, they've just started up. It's not a club, but you know, I think the last time I was there was about 18 people in the pontoon, the large pontoon at Willowgate, and all different levels, all different ages, and you know, that I thought that's a really good place to do it when you've got the, you know, some instructors in the water. It's very relaxed, and you know, you're not getting a lesson, but you're getting tips, and they're watching you and supporting you in the water. So things like, you know, I really want to be able to try to, you know, when I fall off, get onto the board a lot better than what I am doing, and that is an ideal place for that to happen. You know, that there's you know, somebody about there that's keeping an eye on you basically. And that helps your confidence as well. So when you do fall off and there's nobody about, you know, you're going to feel more confident to do that.
What advice would you give, you know, other people who are maybe start considering taking up paddleboarding sort of later on in life? Have you got any thoughts on tips or suggestions they might use?
Well, I would contact a centre, you know, mm-hmm. The nearest one to me was Willowgate, you know, wherever you're living, try to do a wee bit of research on it and just maybe go along and try to speak to somebody first of all and, you know, just tell them what you were thinking, you're wanting to maybe give it a go, could you get a taster? And just see how that initial meeting goes, because I have been places before, and it was just on what was actually on holiday, and it was in Scotland, I think it was Aberfoyle, I can't remember, but it was up that way anyway. And basically, it was just there's your paddleboards, there's your wetsuits, and away you go. Mm-hmm. You know, really bad, really bad. That was actually with two friends of mine, and the guy asked me if I could paddleboard. I says, well, a little bit, but I couldn't take responsibility for, you know, for anybody else in the water, and bad enough looking after myself. So I would go someplace that has got a good enough reputation, speak to somebody and take it for there. Because the main thing is to, you know, it is to have fun, but it is also to keep yourself safe. Mm-hmm. That's the most important, you know, to go away, have a great day and come back and you feel you're safe. Your limitations.
One of the things that people often say is that that having friends to go paddling with is a key ingredient to that, being able to get out regularly and on the water. Is that true for you? Have you got friends, family that you try and get out with most often?
Well, I've not got a huge amount of friends, you know, and I've really only got one that does the same things as I do. So I'm very lucky to have that. You know, we do lots of things together, camping and walking. And it was me that started her on the paddle board. And I says, what about that? And so she's got into it as well. So that's great. So it's great that I've got and we try to go out. She's got quite a lot of commitments as well, so it's quite hard for her to get time, but we try to make time that we can do that, you know. So it's great to have a friend that you can do that with. Really lucky.
Yeah.
And we'll have a good fun.
Yeah, I think I always find that's part of the thing about paddle sport, is going out and sharing it with someone. It's just makes it so much more enjoyable, doesn't it? It's
yeah,
so much more fun. Yeah, than just going yourself. It's still fun on your own, and sometimes that whole space thing's good, but actually going out with friends or friend or whatever is brilliant.
Yeah, I think it would be great. I wish I had, you know, more friends like her, because it would be great if there was maybe four of you or something. You could have, it would be brilliant. But unfortunately, I don't, and that's it. So I'm lucky to have that.
Mm-hmm.
You never know who you might meet in this, who's keen in the sport. There's lots of like-minded people in paddling. So it might come your way soon.
Yeah. Well, I it would be good. I think where I'm at the disadvantage is because a few weeks ago when I was at Willowgate, well, I did speak to people and I did, but I can't wear my hearing aids in the water, it makes it really quite difficult. And the worst thing is, what I hate saying is, could you say that again? And some people are patient with it, and other people are not, you know, and they don't really see that disability with me, which is quite difficult. But Adam did. Mm-hmm. Adam did. So I think that was, that was great that happened. So that makes it quite difficult for me socially. Yeah. It's not me. I think it's just, it is me. But it's other people's perception of you, people being patient with you, and so that's quite hard. That's quite hard, but you just keep on trying.
Absolutely.
You do, and that sense of determination has really shone through today as we've been chatting to you about overcoming the difficulties, but yet still cracking on and getting stuck in. And 18 months later, being if I'm sure if you look back on your skills, you'll be quite proud of how much you've come on in that time and able to whiz around on your board.
Well, I'm so pleased I can blow it up myself.
I'm always exhausted after blowing the paddle board.
It's like, is this actually worth it? You know, you just have a heart attack after you've blown it up. But I did buy one of these electric pumps, and I thought, right, okay, but that's temperamental. You know, that really is not the best. You know that. But I use that a little bit, but I suppose just keep on just thinking, oh, that's quite a good workout, you know. And by the time you blow it up, you go, my God, I'm absolutely exhausted. I'll just lie on the board in the water today, I think. But you know, I'm not doing anything crazy or anything mad. It's just, I think it's just it's relaxation for me, and a bit of exercise, and you know, having a bit of quality time, fun. Yeah.
That's brilliant. It's been really good speaking to you today, Johnny, and listen, hearing how you're inspired by your grandchildren, getting out there and paddling, and some great advice to others that want to take up paddleboarding in the future, hopefully, that, you know, maybe later in life. Really inspiring. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you very much for joining us today. And we've really both found it fascinating chatting to you. Thank you everyone at home for listening. Be sure to like and subscribe to us whenever you listen to your podcast. You can find us on Podbeam, Spotify and Apple. We hope you enjoyed listening today. And most importantly, we hope you're keeping safe and enjoying your paddling. Goodbye.